Hi, my name is Spencer Holt, and welcome to the podcast, Small Things Make a Big Difference. As Chief Experience and People Officer at Merlin Entertainment, and someone who has a passion around leadership and helping leaders be more intentional who they're becoming, this podcast is all about how, as leaders, we can help create more memories, bring more joy, and spread more happiness in more places to people all over the world. Thanks for joining, and together, let's focus on the small things that make a big difference. Hi, everybody. In this week's podcast episode, we delve into the intense emotions and valuable lessons learned during my son's senior volleyball year-end tournament. Now, this was Ty 17 final year. It's actually, you know, we've just moved to England. So you can imagine for him, he's like, Dad, the move will be worth it if I win the championship. So you can imagine he put a little, I tried to temper the expectation. He put a ton of pressure on him. Their team did really well during the regular season. Now, despite this, all this emotion and all this like strong desire to win, the final match, which was against a team from Egypt, brought an unexpected both challenges and ultimately a result where they lost in the fifth set 13-15. And you can imagine how frustrating this was. To be fair, both as a dad, I'll tell you what, during the whole match though, I was literally, I haven't yelled that loud in a match in terms of cheering. And I was literally trying to will them to victory just the way I was cheering. But you can imagine after the loss and getting in the car and the drive home, for my son, he could not be consoled. He did not want to talk to me. He did not want to answer questions. I mean, it was, in terms of, I like to think I'm a good communicator, not today. And so I'd like to share three lessons that I learned as I went through this this whole tournament and watching my son and having these conversations. Okay, so lesson number one. The message here is that I had a very stark realization that sometimes the right message for the people that you're leading isn't from your familiar voice, but oftentimes it might be from a different perspective and a different voice. So you can imagine as we drove home and we kind of right before we ended up getting to the going into the house, we stopped at the driveway and my 22-year-old son, Ike, who watched the game through FaceTime, calls and he's like, the first thing he does, he doesn't say, hey, Ty, how you doing? He gets on the phone and he sees Ty and he just goes off, Ty, that was the best final match I have ever seen in my entire life. And then without pause, he literally goes on to tell Ty all the great things he had done. And it was amazing that here's my 22-year-old son who I think was saying everything that I tried to say, but did in a different tone, in a different style, in a different way. All of a sudden, my son, Ty, literally his body language changes. He starts to smile. Him and Ike start to have this whole conversation for about 20 minutes all about the match, something that I could not do. And it became evident that the varied voice can offer unique encouragement and insight. And so the question is, are you confident enough in yourself and are you confident in someone else's ability to sometimes be the right voice, the right message at the right time? It's not about you. Many times the leadership's not about you. It's about how do we help serve the other person, which means sometimes it's not the message from us. And it was a great reminder and also great to watch how that looks. And so I ask you, how might that show up in the people that you're leading today? Okay, lesson number two. So the second lesson revolves around leading through mistakes. Now, before the final game, now I love to give my son a really good pep talk. And I'll tell you what, I think I can deliver a really good pep talk. Oftentimes it's done with music. Yes, I am that kind of geeky about it. But before the game, my son and I, Ty, we talked about the importance of navigating through challenges, not just for him, but through his entire team. The idea was like, this is going to be the hardest game you've played. And so people are going to make mistakes and you guys are going to lose a couple of the matches. How are you going to lead through that? And so we, before the game even started, we talked about like controlling emotions. When somebody makes a mistake, you don't need to point that out, but instead encourage them to be stronger and encourage them that it's okay. And it was so great to watch Ty lead through those mistakes. And he even mentioned almost, you know, 4 or 5 days after, once he could kind of talk more about it with me, he was like, "Hey Dad, I just want to make sure you know how much the pep talk really helped." He goes, "Not only did my coach say how cool it was that I led through mistakes, but my teammates did even after the game." And so think about, like, it was so fun to watch the ripple effect of, here was my son being the leader on the court. And oftentimes our role as leaders, how are we creating future leaders? And how do we give them opportunities to execute and exercise that leadership? Super fun to watch, even more fun to think about. Part of your role as a leader today is to create future leaders. And sometimes it's about helping them before an activity or an event, think about what that looks like. Okay, lesson number three. This is all about mindset and resilience. And so in the aftermath of defeat, my son expressed in a momentary belief that he wasn't meant to win. Now, remember, he wanted this so bad and he gets in the car. He's like, "I told you, I'm just not meant to win." And however, upon reflection, so, you know, 3 or 4 days afterwards, he was actually able to recognize the importance of extracting lessons from the setbacks. And so we had this opportunity to, you know, almost the post-mortem, if you will, be like, okay, what did you learn? Let's kind of replay the whole season. What would you do differently? And so it was really kind of cool to hear him think out loud. And then more importantly, how he's going to apply those lessons as literally basketball season starts next week. And so I'd love for you to think about, has there been a project, a game, an opportunity where things didn't go right? How are you making sure you're not having this mindset of defeat or things are always going to go wrong, but you're like, okay, what did I learn to do this? How do I apply this in my next project, in my next season, to be even stronger and even better? And that, my friends, is how we continue to get better. And so, thank you for joining in this small, short, but hopefully powerful episode. As we explore these lessons from the volleyball court, I encourage you to reflect on your own experience of adversity and growth. What challenges have you faced, and how have they shaped your mindset for future endeavors? Remember, my friends, it's often the small, simple takeaways that can make a significant impact on your journey. Lastly, on this Thanksgiving week in the United States, but if you're, let's just say around the world, let us all be thankful. I want to express my gratitude for you for listening, and I would commend you on your intentional efforts in your personal commitment to be more intentional who you're becoming today and the impact you can have in the people that you're leading, in the communication and the communities that you're involved in. Have an amazing week.